vomit and throw up, does one word sound a little more like a politer word?
I think I'd rather say vomit.
Okay. And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick?
On the stomach.
Okay. Sick where?
On the stomach.
Okay. And if you were telling about somebody that was sharing a piece of news, you might say, well, as soon as she got the news, she came right over
and told me.
Okay. And if you invite somebody to come to see you and you want to tell them that you'll be real disappointed if they don't come, you might say, now, if you don't come,
I sure be disappointed.
Okay. And if you're telling me that you and your daughter would both be very glad to see me, you might say, well, we be glad to see you. How'd you say that?
We'll be glad to see you.
Okay. What about any other word besides glad? We'll be real
proud.
Okay. Would you use both of those?
Either one.
Okay. And if a child is naughty, you might say, if you do that again, I'll
whoop you.
Okay. Would you ever say, I'm going to go and whip you, or I'm going to
whoop you?
Okay. Please whip. And how would you say, if a young man is very interested in a young girl, how would you say that? He's what, her?
He and her might as close together.
Okay. Would you, think of any old ways that they might say that? He's talking to her, he's keeping company with her, or sparking, paying him attention, any ways?
They must be thinking get engaged, because he's coming too regular, or he's with her too regular.
Okay. And what do they call him? They say he's her
boyfriend.
And she's his
girlfriend.
Okay, and if he comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, oh, you've been
kissing.
Okay. And if they were going together, and then he asks her to marry him, but she turns him down, how would you say that? He asked her to marry him, but she
turned him down.
And if they were going together and just for no reason at all and quite suddenly she said, no, I'm not going to see you anymore, how would you say that? She what him?
She quit him.
She quit him, okay. And if somebody comes to see you and you thought they were just engaged, but they would say, no, we just got
married.
And at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the, a friend who stands up with him. What do they?
Have a friend, just be with, stand up with him.
Uh-huh. And a girl that stands up with the bride, would you have a?
She'd have a friend,
Okay, the word, bridesmaid?
Yes.
And what about the guy that stands up with the groom? Is he the?
He the
best man?
Best man.
Groomsman?
Best man.
Okay.
Best man.
What about, do you remember a long time ago, I don't think they do it much anymore, when somebody got married and went to live in their new home and might have a real noisy crowd of people come and stand around outside and maybe sort of